How are you? Sorry to bother you. You have beautiful dogs. Beautiful boxers. What kind are they? Brindle and...
Brindle.
Both of them?
Yeah, one's reverse.
Hey, how are you? You're a beautiful dog. Super friendly. I love people. Well, we're just working in the area here, servicing a number of homes,
okay.
Doing flush outs. I don't know. I'm sure you see my truck down there a little bit. A little white one. Yeah. While we're out here, we're giving everybody 50% off just with the...
Flush out of what? The beach field?
Oh, no. We've had a variety of things. Like, we're focusing mainly on the structure of the home.
Uh-huh.
We've had some calls about little ants kind of working their way around the mulch.
Okay.
Do you do the gardening? Or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you probably notice when you're digging up the little ants.
Yeah, right now the only place I have them is out along the trees.
Oh, do you?
I've had that pretty much since we moved in.
Have you?
On the trees, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got them in around the foundation pretty much.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Keep them out.
So you're doing more of the organic approach?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good thing. That's what we do as well. We do all organic. Up in the eaves, the rosemary for the wasp, because you know how they love to get behind the siding and nest.
Right.
And then, of course, in the fall with the stink bugs moving in. So we use garlic and vanillin for that, so they're not getting in the windows and nesting in the home. And then we put glue boards in the garage, and that takes care of the spiders that nest in the home. It's like pheromone scented.
Okay.
They move into the garage, and it takes care of them. And then we do granular out with the EcoSmart. It's tree bark is what it is.
Okay.
And it basically goes in the soil and takes care of the exoskeleton of, like, your fleas and ticks, because you know how they love to get in the yard. But where my truck's available, right now I had a couple availabilities for about 50% off. It's a lot cheaper where most of the neighbors have paid the full price.
Right.
So,
I think we're good right now. Yeah.
It's nice to see. How old's your home?
6 years.
Okay.
Whole neighborhood.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it was fairly new. I just didn't know what ages they had and whatnot. But when you first moved in, was that when you noticed the spiders mainly and then they disappeared? Or?
No, we didn't really have any bugs problems.
Oh, wow. Was this just a farmer's field before, or do you know?
I don't think this was actively farmed. This was just
kind of stagnant? Okay.
Or just open field.
Oh, was it?
Field, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't
formed
on this side,
so I was okay. That's good. Well, I appreciate your time.
Sure.
I mean,
I'll keep you a card.
You know, I actually don't have a card.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you guys? What have you seen in the past?
We get some stink bugs this past year in the fall.
What do you do to treat those?
Nothing.
Just kind of let them go.
If you got any. This year, knock on wood, we haven't had a problem with flies, but if you have any remedy for flies, I'll give you a call.
Yeah.
We really have that problem. I mean, we had, like, infestation to the point where I was calling the health department because we were spreading of manure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was spreading stuff, which must have not have been sitting along enough to, like, that amount of flies.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, flies, they get down in the manure and they actually burrow down in and they lay their eggs.
Right.
And then when they spread it, it's like opening up a can of flies, you know?
It's like ungodly, like you're putting it outside, but so far, you haven't had too much problem.
Yeah, maybe when he spreads next year or something.
Yeah.
We have a problem with flies.
I mean, we had fly strips hanging in our kitchen because we got kids opening and closing doors and couldn't keep them out.
They land on the side of the house a lot and warm themselves.
But they were like everywhere. You couldn't walk in and out without having like
10 or 12 coming with you.
It was like, it was sick. I mean, I was calling, like I said, the township. And of course, agriculture is exempt from everything.
Yeah, they can't do much. Yeah, for sure.
Be in the yellow page?
We're on the web at pointpestcontrol.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Huh?